This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dermatology Health News and Skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Howard Steinman, board-certified dermatologist at Derm One Dermatology Centers in Dallas, Texas. Derm One is a leading provider of comprehensive dermatology services through a fast-growing network of neighborhood skincare centers. Dr. Steinman, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. It's good to be on the air with you.
Certainly is, and very timely, I might add. So just in time for National Tequila Day this Friday, you have an important warning for those who love the sun and margaritas. What is that warning?
The warning is that people have to be very careful when they're squeezing limes, especially when they're squeezing limes out in the sun. There are particular types of limes, primarily what's called the Persian lime and also key lime, which is quite popular in key lime pies. And the oil in the skin of these limes, if it contacts and stays on your skin when you're exposed to sunlight, can cause what's called a chemical burn induced by light. It has a very long, funny name called phytophotodermatitis, which means plant plus light rash. And if you do get this condition, you will experience anywhere from 15 minutes to 2 or 3 hours later redness that can turn into blisters and a very serious reaction. And it can heal with very strong brown hyperpigmentation that can last for months. So every year, dermatologists all over the country in sunny climates tend to see an increase in this rash, especially around summertime and especially when people are squeezing limes for limeade and lime juice and cooking with limes and especially making margaritas.
Tell us, what is phytophotodermatitis and what does it have to do with National Tequila Day?
Well, people like to mix limes and tequila. They put limes on the edge of their glasses. They create lime juice to mix in with the margaritas. And then some people like to take a shot of tequila plus salt and lime. So they're squeezing the lime into their mouth and touching the lime rind. And so this exposure, when squeezing large numbers of limes or getting the oil on your skin, if you do this out in sunlight, can cause this plant-induced sunlight-caused rash that can be as severe as poison ivy or even worse.
That's quite amazing information. But now, besides staying out of the sun with limes, are there any other preventative measures here?
Well, you want to get the oil off your skin. So if you've been squeezing limes, either outside in the sunlight or inside indoors, if the oil stays on your skin or you're squeezing the lime and so the combination of the oil from the rind plus the lime juice drips onto other places on your skin and then you go outside in the sunlight, you can get this fairly significant rash, which is caused by the combination of a special chemical in the lime skin when it gets exposed to sunlight. The chemical actually activates in the cells and destroys the cell membrane and can even destroy the portions of the DNA in the cells, which can cause an inflammatory, burning, blistering red rash to develop.
Today we are with Dr. Howard Steinman, board-certified dermatologist at Derm One Dermatology Centers in Dallas, Texas, a leading provider of comprehensive dermatology services through a fast-growing network of neighborhood skincare centers. Here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology Health News and Skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Steinman, what is the best treatment for phytophotodermatitis?
Well, as I mentioned before, the best treatment is prevention. So you'll want to wash your skin with soap and water if you've been exposed to the oils of the lime skin. But once you get the eruption, you need to treat it like a burn almost, where you would use strong cortisone creams. You sometimes need to take internal cortisone orally or with pills or by injection from your doctor. You want to keep the areas clean. You want to apply burn creams such as Vaseline to keep the blisters from getting infected. A big mistake people make is they try to pop the blisters when they get blisters from this, and that actually makes the risk of infection higher. So leave the blisters alone, see a physician, and get prescription strength cortisone cream. Keep the areas very clean and just let them heal naturally over a period of 2 to 3 days. Think of it kind of as a severe blistering sunburn. Then what often happens in afterwards is a characteristic of this phytophotodermatitis is that you can get very dark brown, streaky pigmentation in the areas where you get the rash. And for that, you need to use sunscreens, and you may even need prescription strength fading creams to get that brown pigmentation to go away.
Certainly some helpful advice in these regards. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a takeaway for the listeners today?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to, if you're going to be using limes during Margarita Day or any time during the summer, or if you're going to have your kids or grandchildren out picking limes from trees, and especially if you're going to be squeezing them in the juice, just be extremely careful to immediately wash your hands with soap and water and to wash any areas of your skin that have been exposed to that juice with soap and water, and then apply a sunscreen. Otherwise, you may be prone to get this this sort of light-induced phytophotodermatitis that can occur from exposure to some types of limes.
Dr. Steinman, if you would, tell our listeners where they can find Derm One Dermatology online and how they can be in touch as well.
The best place to reach us is at dermone.com. That's dermone.com. And if you go to our website, there'll be a phone number or a button to contact us. You can also reach us at several numbers, including 972-253-4591. 972-253-4591.
Very good. Dr. Steinman, we want to thank you for taking out a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Dr. Howard Steinman, board-certified dermatologist at Derm One Dermatology Centers in Dallas, Texas, a leading provider of comprehensive dermatology services through a fast-growing network of neighborhood skincare centers. And once again, the website of reference is derm1.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology Health News and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.